There hasn't been much. There hasn't been many times in my life that I've been called a gift, and a gorgeous gift at that, a wonderful gift. Just don't look at the outward appearance, amen. So, can I just say before we start that He is exalted. We're not waiting for God or Jesus to be exalted. He is above all things. He is worthy of all our praises. Amen. We're not waiting for that to come. He always was. He always will be. And He is the living God. Amen. You know, sometimes we sing these songs and be exalted, be exalted. No, He is exalted above all things. In Him, through Him, all things have their being. And that's for us as Christians. As born-again believers in Christ Jesus, we carry the glory and the presence of God. Amen. Do you understand that? You know, that lad got up and says, you have to look from a point of worthiness. He is worthy of all our prayers. He is worthy of our surrender. He is worthy of our death and living for Him. Because He is, He always was, and He always will be. This is our God. We don't have to make this stuff up. This walk that we walk is not for the faint-hearted. We're called to be warriors. We're called to be overcomers. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're called to overcome. We're not called to be dragged along the floor like pitiful things. We are conquerors in the name of Jesus Christ. That is who we are. Amen. We don't have to make up excuses for our God, for our lives now in Him. He is, and He always will be, exalted above the heavens. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So we're going to look at something tonight. Hallelujah. You're going to probably have to pick me up off the floor a few times, but look, that's good. Amen. Let us just bow our heads. But can I ask you a personal question, even just as your heads are bowed? Have you came here tonight with expectation in your heart that you're going to meet with Jesus? Like, seriously, because we can come to church and we can do church and we can sing songs and can worship and we can prophesy and we can just do the do. But have you come tonight just to meet with Jesus? Are you fed up being oppressed? Are you fed up being oppressed? Are you fed up being under the heavy hand of the enemy? Are you fed up praying and seeing no victory in your life, in your prayers? Because I've come all this way from Ireland, from Dublin, to meet with Jesus in the congregation of my brothers and my sisters in South Africa to see what He is going to do. Amen. It's not by chance that I'm here tonight. It's not by chance you are here tonight. I just say that God is the greatest administrator. He's in the moment of everything. Amen. And God wants to do a work in your heart. Because God has heard your cry. God has heard your plea. God has counted your tears. And God is about to answer in a powerful and awesome way. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father God, I just come before you tonight. I pray that eyes will be open, that ears will be unstopped, Father God, that lives will be radically changed and set on fire for your glory. I pray, Father God, for the cobwebs and the dust to come off tonight. Amen. For the shackles to be loosened in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray your glory upon every person in this room tonight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So are you with me, folks? Are we going to encounter God like never before? Are we going to submit and surrender all that we are to Him? Are we ready to die in ourselves that we can live for Him? What about these folks over here? I'm not seeing this. Come on, folks. Wakey, wakey. Pinch your neighbor. Make sure they're awake tonight. Make sure they're alive in Jesus. Amen. You can give them a slap if you have to. Can I say that? Thank you, Jesus. Just pinch them. So thank you, Jesus. You know, it's a privilege and an honor to be here tonight. And I do believe God has given me a message for this church tonight. And I do believe that God is going to do something. I have to. Because if I don't believe that, I'm just best off go out and have a cup of coffee and sit and meet and greet with everyone years later. But I believe God has sent me here all the way from Ireland to speak to you about his power. About what is available to every one of us as born again believers. I believe he sent me here to shake you up, to wake you up. Amen. Because we can all fall asleep at times. We can all get discouraged. We can all get whatever. So this is what it says in Colossians 4. Listen to this. Epaphras, who was one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greeting. This is Paul talking to the Colossian church. It says he is always wrestling in prayer for you that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. Paul says, I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. So it says Epaphras is working hard for this church, for this people. And Paul says he's wrestling. He's wrestling for every one of them that they may become mature and fully assured. And what does that look like? Every one of us in this room have a call of God upon their lives. There's not one person in this room that has not got a call of God upon their lives. It doesn't matter if you're young or you're old. Every one of us have been chosen from the beginning of time to bring glory to Jesus. Every one of us. It's not just for the pastor or the Sunday school teacher or the worship leader. It's for every saint of God that have been called and washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Every one of us have been given a message to proclaim the good news to those who are lost. So I was talking to a friend of mine of late, and the question of ministry came up. We were talking about ministry within the church. And if you look at, I don't know what it's like over here, but in Irish churches, it's the pastor, it's the Sunday school teacher, it's the worship team, and it sort of ends there. But what has God got in store for you? Not in the collective, but in the one. Like, what has God saved me for? What is my purpose here on this earth? Is it just to turn up at 4 o'clock on a Sunday, throw me hands up in the air and sing a nice song and feel good and go home? Or is the calling and purpose on my life? Has God called me for more than this? Is there more in me than just this? Singing songs and feeling good, drinking coffee and eating cakes. Is there more? There is. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. That's just not for a select few. It's for every one of us. The plans that I have for you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. God's got a good plan for every one of our lives. He's got an amazing purpose. It's not just left to the pastor or the ministry team. It's for every one of us born of the Spirit of God. Do you know that you carry God in you? I do. I know that it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. I know I carry the dynamic, dunamis power of God within me. That's why it is said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Come on, folks. All things. I'm an overcomer. I'm a giant slayer. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. I'm not a hopeless case. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor now in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God, the seal of heaven is in me. Hallelujah. Woo. Is this just me? Are we getting this, folks? You know, we talk about taking the nations and it sounds gorgeous and good and lovely. But are you willing to do it? You willing to go? If he says go. No sense talking about it. The Word of God says that the kingdom of God is not a matter of words. It's not a matter of words. It's not a matter of talk. We're not going to have a meeting about it. I'm going to go for it. I'm not just going to have a meeting. Sound fine, a meeting. Cup of coffee. Cake. Say yes someday. Someday. I'm going to go into the nations. Can I tell you, folks, today is that day. Today is that day. It has been ordained by God to go and preach the good news into all the nations. Proclaiming the goodness of God, casting out demons, raising the dead, healing the sick. Today is the day. He's not going to be exalted. He is exalted. Amen. Whew. Man, folks, this is our God. Does he not excite you? Does Jesus and the things of God not excite you? Do you think you're past it? He's forgot about me. He's left behind. I leave it for the younger folks. Maybe you just haven't come into it. Maybe you're still drinking coffee and tea and eating cakes and saying one day, today is the day to cast out demons. Today is the day to raise the dead. Today is the day to heal the sick. I can do all things through Christ Jesus in my life. God has given you and me a ministry. And it's a powerful ministry. It's an awesome ministry. Raising the dead. I want to raise the dead. Who wants to raise the dead here? Who wants to heal the sick here? Amen. We've many ministries. This walk is not for the faint-hearted. Can you understand me even? Thank you, Jesus. The gift of interpretation, look at. But I'm serious, folks. There's such a call of God upon our lives and we don't understand it. And we leave it to a select few to do. And you don't know the giftings of God that's within you. Because you sometimes suppress them. In the coffee shop. Talking about good things to come. Seriously. It says, go ye. That means I must go. And when we go, he comes with us. When we go, he goes with us. Where we go, he goes. He says, if I go to the shoal, he is there. If I go to heaven, he is there. If I go to the north, he is there. To the south, he is there. He is always with me. He is always with me. So folks, we have an amazing call because we have an amazing God. Paul says of Epaphras that he was working hard for his brother. Brothers in the Lord. In fact, he says that he was wrestling for them. And you know, I've heard, I think it was that lad there, and he's praying for families, you know, and you're praying for families and this, that, and the other. And Maybe you need to start wrestling for your families. See, we can get into that place of acceptance. What the enemy has put on us, like, this too shall pass. Or we can get up, stand up in the mighty name of Jesus and say, this far and no further, the Lord God of heaven and earth bids you, let my family go. To me, that's wrestling. I was a fighter, scrapper, BC. And a bit after. But I loved to fight. I loved to wrestle. And when I got born again, it didn't stop. It's just a different type of wrestling. See, I'm not going to allow the enemy rob my family because my Bible says me and my family shall be saved. So I'm going to wrestle for my family. We come from a place that is broken, battered, bruised, the lost of the lost. We call it the gates of hell in our church. We do. Because it seems to be the last place in their area that people come before they die. And that is the truth. It's the gates of hell. So we need to be serious about what we do. I need to make sure that when someone comes in, we are wrestling for that person's salvation. That we are wrestling for that person in prayer. That we are not allowing the enemy to take hold of what our God has chosen from the beginning of time. Amen. We wrestle, it says, against powers and principalities. We wrestle against powers and principalities. That's why this walk is not for the faint-hearted. You and me can't fight these powers and principalities in our own strength, in our own understanding, our own wisdom. But God and me can put the enemy to flight. You know, our biggest weapon is the name above all names. Our biggest weapon is Jesus. It says at the name of Jesus, demons flee. I'm not going to sit back and allow the enemy rob me of my God-given inheritance. Amen. I'm going to stand and fight in the mighty name of Jesus and see that devil flee. That is what we're called to do. That is what it means to wrestle, to contend. I have an enemy and I must fight him in the name of Jesus and put him to flight. That's what wrestling looks like to me. It's two, isn't it? We do tag team. We do tag team in church. When one gets a bit weary, we tag and the other stands up and says wrestling. But we overcome. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of this dark world, against spiritual weakness in high places. That is our fight, folks. That is our fight. The Lord says, I've called you to fight a good fight of faith. He says, I've called you to run the race to win. And can I say something to you? I had to change my writing in this. But if you're not fighting, you're losing. You're losing. You're losing. You've given up the fight. You're allowing the enemy to bait you down on every corner. And he will show you no mercy. He's not a merciful devil. He's a wicked devil. But God has given us the tools to overcome all the enemy's tactics, schemes. We have divine power, the Bible says, to demolish strongholds. That is for me and you. It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. You have the power from on high to demolish wicked strongholds. Amen. He says, whatever you bind on earth, I will bind in heaven. That is their power. Are you getting it? Do you understand this? Have you been bet down? Maybe you're not in the fight. Maybe you've given up the battle. We know the battle belongs to the Lord, but God has called us to fight this good fight of faith. Amen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Principalities. Whoa. That is heavy tack. You know, I wonder, does the enemy look upon our churches and laugh sometimes when he sees us all just throwing up our hands, having a little wiggle and a jump? And now he laughs at my dancing. And we're not doing really what God has called us to do. We're allowing the enemy to run riot in even this area surrounding us. I don't know what it's like. They say it's full of money and people are content. They're still empty. They're still broken. They're still sinners. And they still need a savior. No matter what state they're in outside, there's no good, bad, evil, or ugly. They're all the same. They're sinners in need of a savior. And the ministry that you and I have is a ministry of reconciliation. God has given us a ministry of reconciliation, that God has given us the ability through Christ Jesus to reconcile a sinner unto its Savior. Isn't that beautiful? Like, I have a ministry. I have a powerful ministry that sees people saved out of the clutches of the evil one, saved into eternity, where he will fall on his knees with me, singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." He won't be singing, "Money, money, money." But, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." That is their ministry. And every one of us have it. It says that now I am an ambassador of Christ Jesus. You and I, not just me. It's not a select few. Remember that. It's for you that feels you're probably a failure, that you'll never amount to anything. Let me tell you, brother or sister, that there's glory and greatness in you. What God has deposited into you is worth all the money in the world could not pay for it. Amen. He is strength. He is power. He is might. He is love. He can take something from the gutter and bring it to his upper. He can transform a mind that is plagued in darkness. He can set the captive free. Doesn't matter what state a person's in, when they meet with Jesus, they'll never be the same again. Never. Doesn't matter what state you're in, when you meet with Jesus, you will never be the same. Our God is a good God. It says when he ascended on high, he gave gifts unto men. Every one of us have the gift of reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation. So folks, are you wrestling? Or have you settled? Truthfully, I have a son in his, I'd say he's the one that taught me how to pray. I couldn't pray for years. I was one of those Christians that I pray for 10 minutes and start looking up at the ceiling. And then my son started getting into butter. And I learned how to pray fairly quick. I learned how to wrestle. And can I say, and it's not a boast, it's a boast in the Lord. Because I'm still doing it. But that 10 minutes went to 10 hours, to 15 hours. On my face, wrestling against powers and principalities and the spirits of the air. And my son should have been dead years ago. And I believe it's through the wrestling and the prayers of the righteous that he's still alive today. And God is walking on his testimony. God is not finished with him. Because I wrestle against the powers. You're not taking my children in Jesus' name. Is that your heart? You're not taking my loved ones. You're not taking my life. I have purpose. I have purpose in my life. God has called me and raised me up for such a day as this. And I'm not going to allow it to rob me any longer. I'm not going to allow fear get in my way of God walking his perfect love in and through my life. I am no longer under judgment, says the Lord. Bible says fear's got to do with judgment. Don't know about you folks, I'm under perfect love. And the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. I'm not fearful of judgment because I understand the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm no longer looking at the cross and seeing Jesus hanging there. Oh no, I'm looking into the tomb and it's still empty. Amen. The tomb is empty. It says on the third day he rose from the dead. It says death could not hold him. Whew, that's a good one, isn't it? This is it, God. Death, where is thy sting? Death could not hold him. He's not on the cross, folks. He's not in the tomb. He's exalted. Oh, he is exalted. He is exalted above the heavens. Above. I'm not waiting for him to be exalted. He is exalted. Don't know where I'm going with my preach here, folks. I'm just going to go through my thing. Hallelujah. Now we done that one? We done that one as well? Bible says at just the right time when we were powerless, at just the right moment when we were powerless over sin, at the just the right moment, I believe there's a moment here tonight, folks. I believe there's a moment here tonight. It says at just the right moment. Can I say tonight is your moment? If you've been struggling with depression in this place, can I say tonight is your moment? If you've been struggling with torment and the enemy running riot in your mind, can I say tonight is your moment? If you've been struggling with fear, can I say tonight is your moment? See, yeah, God is in the moment of everything. It says the prodigal son had a moment in the midst of the madness. It was just a moment. It was just a moment. There was that still small voice saying, this way. The Father's waiting. This way. A moment of sanity in the midst of all the madness. What are you going through tonight? What are you believing for? What have you come here expecting? Because God wants to meet that need. God wants to meet every need that you have tonight in Christ Jesus.
God wants to deliver you from darkness, raise you up out of the pit, put your feet upon a firm place and put a new song upon your heart. That's a promise for one over there. Come on. It's for every one of us. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. It said he put my foot upon a firm place. We stand upon the rock that is Christ Jesus today. We will never be moved, never be shaken once your foot is upon the rock. Amen. So what is your moment? What is your miracle that you want God to do for you today? Oh, you may be religious and say, well, look, his miracle stopped 2,000 years ago. But let me tell you, folks, that God is a miracle maker. His business is miracles. His business is setting captives free. And you may not believe that, but that is the truth. He's a miracle walker. He's a miracle maker. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know this Jesus? Do you know him? Is he the Lord of your life? It says nobody can say that Jesus Christ is Lord without his Spirit. Can you say Jesus Christ is Lord? Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. You know, I started off this meeting saying, like, you have to have expectation. We're here for a reason. And we're here to meet with Jesus. And we're here to meet with the Lord. If you've come for any other reason, it's better times to spend your Sunday evening and better things to do. But we haven't. We've come here to meet our King, to worship our King, to sing to our King, and to receive from our King. Amen. Amen. So can you say Jesus is Lord? He's my Lord. And he's my Savior. It's only this row here, folks. Come on. Will some of yous move over there? I'm going to just preach over here for a few minutes. But can you say Jesus is Lord? Do you know him as your Lord and Savior? Is he Lord of your life? Have you got dust on you? Cobwebs? Are you ready to shake them off? Are you ready to go into the nations? Is today your moment? Amen. Is your moment? Do you need a miracle? Because I know a miracle walker. Do you need a miracle? You need a miracle. I know a miracle walker. My God. Name above all names. King above all kings. Lord above all lords. In him, through him, all things have their being. Amen. So I'm not going to do, I don't know what way we're going to go with this. But let us just bow our heads. Just for a moment. In the presence of God. Hallelujah. Ki alabasa sutu. Jesus. Lord, you know every person in this place tonight, Lord God. You know what is going on in the hearts and in the minds and in the families and in their lives. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you are the miracle walker, the miracle maker. Lord, Lord, I pray for everyone in this place tonight that are suffering with depression. I pray, Jesus, your light will illuminate all darkness. All darkness, Jesus. Lord, would you have your way in every one of our hearts tonight, Lord God? Would you change us? Would you transform us? Would you make us into the people that you want us to be? Shielabasasuku. Lord, if there's anyone struggling, Lord God, with addiction, no matter what that addiction may be to tonight, Father God, we just break it off in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. We break that power of addiction of every life in this place tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, see, yeah, God set captives free, folks. Jesus. Hallelujah. Allow the Spirit of God just to walk in the recesses of your heart. Jesus. Break off every bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we bind every demonic stronghold. In the name of Jesus, every demonic stronghold in the name of Jesus Christ. Ora basa soko shoto. Yera basi enasa sotoko. Shira basi every darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ora basa soko. Hallelujah. Yura basa soko shoto. Yandi araba kienasa koriasa. Jora basiana, kiara basiana toria. Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of your sickness tonight. He's Lord of your freedom tonight. He's Lord of your bondage tonight. Jesus. Father God, you are the Prince of all peace. I pray your peace into every troubled mind. Jesus. Every troubled mind now in the name of Jesus. Yorabasasoko. Hallelujah. Yorabasiana sakuria tirabasiana. Father God, I break off fear in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I break off all fear. All fear in the name of Jesus Christ. The fear of death now, I break it off in the name of Jesus Christ. Yorabasasuku. Hallelujah. Yorabasa soko shoto. Hiandi akarabasi anasa toria. Jesus. Yorabasa soko. Jesus. Shunarabasi ana. Shola basa soko shoto. Jesus. I just feel tonight there's younger folk in this place tonight, and you're struggling. You're struggling with callings. Jesus. And the Spirit of the living God is just popping in right now what he wants of your life. What he desires of your life. The plan and the purpose that he has for your life, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yorabasa soko shotoria tirabasa. Hiandi harabasiana sotoria. Jesus. Come on, folks. The moment of glory is here. Yorabasa so shotoria tirabasa. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Shoto Koriati Rabasa, Jesus, hallelujah. Yalabasa so Shoto, hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the living God is, there's liberty and there's freedom. Jesus. Just let it go now. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Shh. Yeti arabasa soko shoto. Yendi arabasa soko shoto. Let it go. All the hurts. All the hurts. All the pain. Jesus. All the rejection. Undarabasiana satoria. Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is our God, amen. How great is our God. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Freedom, come on. Give it to God tonight. I'm giving you my depression. I'm giving you my anxiety. I'm giving you my addiction. I'm giving you my fear. I'm giving you my troubles. I'm giving you my family. I'm giving you my all. Oh, rabasa soko shoto. You know, there's folks in this room tonight, and you don't know Jesus. You don't know Jesus. You have a form of godliness, but you deny the power that is available to you. Amen. You be living life in your own strength. You've been doing things according to your own will. And tonight, the Lord God of heaven and earth wants to display his glory and his power in your life. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to let go of religion in this life? Are you ready to let go of tradition? Are you ready? That the glory and power of God may be displayed in your life. Amen. Yorabasasoko. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sholabasasokoria. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you, brother, to be bold tonight. I'm going to ask you to step out in the name of Jesus Christ to receive his power and his glory, to go into the nations and to declare above every tribe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Are you ready? God hasn't passed you, boy. Are you ready, brother? Are you ready? Are you ready to say that this is my moment? This is my moment. This is my moment. I'm not letting it go. I'm going to save you with all that I am. Folks, I'm going to ask you to be bold, to be courageous, to step out of comfort, to step out of tradition, and to step out of religion. And I'm going to ask you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, folks. Come forward here. If you dare, and allow the glory of God to awaken you. Amen. Come on, folks. Today is your moment. Come on. Don't sit in the pew. You've been sitting there for long enough. Come on. Come on, folks. Come on. Don't hold back. Today is your day. This is your moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Unnarabasa sokoria. Yatiyarabasa sokoria. Yonnarabasiana. Glory! Glory! Shh! Hallelujah! Come on, folks! Come on! Today is their day! Today is the moment! Shh! Yorabasasoko! Yandarabasiana! Come on! The Spirit of God is storming you! He's storming you! Come on! My child! Shh. Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Glory, glory. Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. Glory. Show. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Fire, 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 Lord God. Fire, Lord God. Fire, Lord Jesus.